What's one thing that you did or achieved at Doncaster Rovers that you would like to replicate at Lincoln?
I think I think it's important to recognise that Club Doncaster and Doncaster Rovers are a very different club and have a very different demographic to Lincoln City. So I won't ever want to cheat and just steal and bring things across. Equally, there are a number of projects or experiences that we brought in that was very good. You know, the family area at Doncaster, Donny Dog's Kennel, an environment where kids can come before the games, meet the players, play on the PlayStations, play on the table football. You know, ultimately a modern stadium allows you those kind of luxuries. So certainly in and around the family offer, the catering and what we were working towards there was in terms of more pouring points and a fan experience, trying to work towards that. I suppose one of the more tangible things is looking around the kit and the kit design. You know, at Doncaster for the last few years, the fans got to design the kit and then it was shortlisted and fans then chose the shirt. And, you know, I wouldn't want to overcommit our partners without speaking to them, but, you know, we're due to fly out to Araya in the coming weeks to have conversations with them about improving the offer for the fans, and something like that would be nice. Albeit, you know, I'm saying this now to kind of show you the areas of our thinking, not to give you an absolute firm commitment. I think it's ultimately about improving this dialogue and having that the two-way dialogue between supporters and the club, not just on the smaller matters, on all matters that influence the wider experience of supporting the club, but yeah, I suppose short answer to that is anything fan engagement and fan related. I personally, and I am biased, but I thought Doncaster Rovers and Club Doncaster did a very good job of that. So anything within that remit, I'd like to think that we can learn from it and apply a Lincoln City version of it.